Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We're in the fourth Pasuk. We spoke about the Eshet Chayil, who is always seeking the warmth of the wool and the toughness of the linen. What does it mean to be tough like linen? I'm going to share with you a pasuk at the end of Shir HaShirim. Shlomo HaMelech writes about the time of the salvation, the time of the Ge'ulah. And he says, Ma na'aseh la'achotenu? What should we do for our sister? Over here, sister is referring to the Jewish people. Hashem calls us his sister. Ma na'aseh la'achotenu? In that time of redemption, what should we do for our sister? Bayom sheyedubar ba, on the day that is relevant to her, the great day, the great salvation of the Jewish people. What's going to be with our sister? So comes the pasuk and says, Im homahi, says the pasuk, here goes. You want to know what's going to be with your sister? Here are the options. Choose door number one or door number two. You want to know if you're ready for the salvations of life? You want to know if you're ready for success? Im homahi. If your sister is a wall, nivne alea tirat kasef, we will be able to build on this wall a castle of silver. Ve'im deleti, but if she's a door, natsur alea Luach Arez, all we can build on top of her is a board of wood. What does this mean? What is it talking about? It's talking about a fundamental approach to life. One approach has such success that this approach builds castles of silver. And one approach is so weak that it just builds maximum boards of wood. Great success and strength, or failure and weakness. Ma na'aseh la'achotenu? What's going to be to me and you? What's going to be? Every person has to ask this question. Ma na'aseh? What will be of me? Here I am, living my life. I have some very important things that I look forward to. My children, my family, my marriage, myself, my future, my legacy, my eternity. A lot of important things going on here. In a few years, we're expected to build something powerful and something to be proud of. That everybody wants. Everybody has the same ideals in that sense. Nobody wants to fail in any area. So man naaseh, what can we tell her? What can we tell a person? A younger person, an older person, what can we tell them? That they should be able to find their recipe for their great success. This is the question of the wise man, Shlomo HaMelech. It's a question that every human needs to ask himself. Unfortunately, there are many questions that we don't ask ourselves because we think we're too smart to even ask questions to ourselves. Not only we don't ask questions to others, we don't have to question ourselves because it's obvious whatever we think and whatever we will think is the right way to think. But look at Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech teaches us to ask ourselves that question. Don't assume success is coming in your life. Don't assume your marriage is going to be great. Don't assume your future is awesome. Don't assume that you're on your way to a great legacy and a great eternity. Don't assume that. Just because you want and just because you think you have all the formulas or you will have them, do not convince yourself that the reality is such. So you have to ask this question. Ma naaseh la'achotenu? You have a sister, you have a brother, you have a son, you have a daughter. Ma naaseh la'achotenu is the question that needs to be answered by every single person. Don't be scared to ask it. At every age, in every level of life. Ma naaseh la'achotenu? What will we do to make a successful, great reality? And fortunately, we even have an answer from Shlomo HaMelech. He makes life very simple. He says there's door number one and door number two. I would have thought there's thousands of doors. He makes it very simple. Door number one has a person who becomes a homa, he becomes a wall. And in door number two, you have a person who is a door. And he says, if you're a wall, you're gonna build the most beautiful, the most powerful legacy of life. Castle of silver. Strength, beauty, lasting. Silver lasts, silver is strong, silver is beautiful. It needs to be polished every once in a while. But it's beautiful, it's powerful. Wood is the other option. A plank of wood is not so beautiful, not so strong, not very lasting. Those are the options. That is the question every person has to answer. Are you a wall or are you a door? Very interesting. That's what it says. To explain further, what does it mean to be a wall? In what sense do I have to be a wall and not to be a dork? What does it mean to be a wall in my life? We know what a wall is, but what does it mean to be a human wall? What it means is that you need to decide what your life principles are. Hopefully, you have the right principles. That's for a different subject, a different class. But make sure you write down, what are your principles of life? What is important to you? What is dangerous? What makes a difference? Write them down. Obviously, you have to go also make sure that they're correct. If you write down that you want to be a drug addict, so obviously, you made a mistake. Assuming that you have a good head on your shoulders and you have good resources to figure out what makes life precious, important? What are the values? What are your values? Do you have values? Write them down. Write them down in general. Write down the details. Sometimes we generalize. I want to be a good person. Great. What does that mean? Write it down. I don't want to be a person who lies or cheats. I don't want to be a person who steals. I want to be a person who keeps my word. I want to be a person who's selfless. I want to be a person who's kind. I want to be a person that's growing constantly. I want to be a person of wisdom. Wisdom is endless. I want to pursue wisdom. And obviously much more. What are your principles of life? My bet is that most of us will have more or less the same principles. There might be some variation out of ignorance. For some, they don't necessarily know certain things. Most of us share the same principles. Obviously, the greater your wisdom is, your principles will also be higher, wider. But that's not today's point. Says Shlomo HaMelech, what's going to make you a success is, are you a wall or are you a door? You see, if you have life principles and you're a wall, it means that you don't deviate. You don't just want honesty. You don't just do your honest thing most of the time. You're a wall. How often does a person walk through a wall? Never. That's called the Homa. There has to be principles in your life that are a wall. How often are you kind? Most of us are kind, a lot of the time. But if that's one of your principles, you have to be a Homa. A delet, a wall, a door, is swinging. In the summer, I act this way. In Europe, I act that way. Summer and Europe together. If it's the high holidays, I have one look on my face. Depending who I'm with, when I'm with this crowd, depending on who I'm with, I act a certain way with these people, I act a certain way with those people. With my children, I'm this way. With other people's children, I'm that way. In my office, I'm this kind of guy. At home, I'm that kind of guy. Socially, I'm this way. Without realizing, so many of us are like a delet. We're a door. We look one way at 7 a.m. We look different at 12 p.m. In shul, you're very religious, very soft, very... You go to your office, you become a dictator with guns blazing, smoke coming out of your ears. Same guy, so it's 7 a.m. Come home at night, you're another guy. Depending on the mood, by the way, also, it's another factor. You had a difficult day, so you have one way of life when it's difficult. When things are easy, you have another way of life. Without realizing, you have no idea if we actually look how many different roles and how many changes we have in the way we are, depending on our environment, depending on our mood, depending on so many things. We change with the wind. We don't even do it on purpose. It's just our reality. We're not strong, we're not solid. How many times have you seen people, depending on the people they're with, they act differently? That's called the door. A person whose existence depends on the reality outside of them. Says Shlomo HaMelech, this is the key to success in life. Are you consistent in who you are? Are you strong to your values? Are your principles solid? Is that who you are? Or are you a door that changes because the environment is who you are? People talk about a lack of self-esteem, a lack of confidence. But this is a lot bigger than that. How much we have to thank Shlomo HaMelech for giving us clarity to find success in everything we do. Of course, as we grow taller and higher in our spiritual journey, we start to become aware of important principles for our home. We're talking about the Eshet Chayil. What does it mean that she's tough like the flax? It means that she's a Choma. It means that in her home, there are principles. We do not talk that way. Choma. We don't talk about people. Choma. In this home, there are principles. Winter, summer, Rosh Hashanah, Purim, doesn't change. In this home, this type of item doesn't exist. No such magazines in this home. It's not the way we look. It's not the way we dress. Values. But the guy next door, no, we don't work like that here. We're a Choma home is so powerful. It gives strength to the people inside of it. Yeah. This is the great Eshet Chayil, who knows what those principles are, maybe even writes them down, and she takes them on as a Choma. And as she grows her wisdom, she realizes more, oh, I gotta make this a Choma too. I didn't realize. Shabbat in our home, this is the way it is. No delet in our home. It's the way we dress. It's the way we sit by the table. It's the way we have discussions. Not in a rigid way. Not in a confining way. In a beautiful way. But we have principles. a kid talks back to his father, the Eshet Chayil will never allow shiving. We do not talk like that. That's a homa. That's a red line. Now you gotta be sweet, you gotta be soft, take him to the side, try to deal with it slowly. Maybe if you messed up for so many years, maybe that has to be the plan. But a place that's built the right way, there's no room for that. You cannot talk like that to your father. How to deal with the problem? We have to figure it out. That's a red line. How many red lines do you have in your home? And how easy is it to move the line? That's a delet or homa. It's a lifestyle of the person with himself. It's a way he is with people. And it's the way he has his home. The Midrash says even further that besides the beauty of the silver, the castle of silver, so beautiful, so strong compared to the plank of wood, to the hut that the guy makes with pieces of wood. But the Midrash says further, you know, there are worms. You heard of them? Termites. Put worms in a castle of silver. What do they do? Nothing. They run away. They have nothing to do there. Take these worms and put them with wood. They're having a field day. Come back in a few years and your wood on the outside looks beautiful. But inside, nothing. You're empty. You're zero. You see, life has its way of a termite. Life has its way of eating at you without even realizing. On the outside, you look great. But this is eating at you. That's eating at you. This item, this relationship, this issue. You look great on the outside. Shopping, top of the line clothing. Your car is beautiful. Your house is gorgeous. Everything looks great. But you have to know in life, automatically, there are worms that are constantly eating at your inside. Different life situations, different life people. When you're built like a wall, without realizing, things are being eaten away. And so many people find themselves a year, two, three, four, five, 10 years later, I got nothing. It's empty inside. We got this piece of wood, there's nothing in it. When did that happen? It's been happening. Because you're a delet. Because you're lacking life principles. You flow with the wind. You're following people. You do what they do. You don't do what it's not so popular. But if it is, you do the same thing. Where's your family values? Where's your values? Going with the wind means you're constantly looking around you to see what people want to see in you. And by doing that, you allow the termites of life to eat away at your wood. So it's more than just beauty that the wall creates. It's more than just strength. It creates something lasting. It's a protection from all the worms and termites of life that make a person hollow inside. Im homahi. If you live with your principles and you're strong in who you are, you will have beauty, you will have strength, and you will have something that's lasting. But if you're a door that swings, you're lacking strength, you're lacking beauty,
we'll see.
And it's only a matter of time before you realize the hollowness of whatever it is that you're involved in. What an unbelievable line this is. You have someone that you care about. You have a brother, you have a sister, you have a son, you have a daughter. What are you going to give them? What gift could you give them? Make him a homa. You know, there's a statement in Masechet Ta'anit. Hachamim tell us, Kol Talmid Hacham, any wise person, She'eno Kashe, that isn't tough, Kebarzel, like iron, Eno Talmid Hacham, you're not wise. If you're wise and you're soft, so you're not wise. It's not that you're wise and you're soft and it's not so good. No. If you're wise and you're soft, so you're not wise. And they bring a pasuk to prove this point. The pasuk is an interesting pasuk. Hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it today. Says the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit, she'ne'emar. How do I know that a wise person who isn't tough like iron isn't wise? How do I know that? It says, Eretz asher avaneha barzel. Talking about the land. The land of Israel. That its stones are iron. You ever see stones that are iron? When did you ever meet a stone that was iron? What does the pasuk mean? Says the Gemara, no, you have to understand the deeper idea here. Al tikre avaneha. It doesn't mean about the physical stones. Ela boneha. The one who builds. Usually you take stones and you build with them. It says avaneha barzel is not referring to the stones that build buildings. It's talking about the stones, the people who are builders of their life. Like it says, Even ma'asu habonim, the bonim, the builders. Sometimes they have an even, they have a stone that they don't love so much. This stone, not so nice, not so beautiful, doesn't fit so well. Hayetel Rosh Pina, For great people, sometimes that stone becomes the most important stone in the building. The headstone. What are we talking about here? What is David HaMelech talking about in that pasuk? He's not talking about buildings. He's talking about life. Those who build their life. Sometimes they get thrown a stone that they think, that stone, no good. What do I need a stone for? What do I need this headache for? Even Hashem, sometimes in their building of their life, throws them a rock, a stone that doesn't seem to them so good for their building, for their legacy, for their success. But wise people know that that stone will actually become the most precious part of your success. So who are bonim? Who are people? Who are builders? Builders are builders of their building, their themselves. They're building their life. They're building their family. They're building their legacy. They're building their eternity. Says the pasuk, you know, the land of Israel, its stones are iron. Who are stones? It doesn't mean the stones of a building. It means the stones that the wise people are building. They're always building with their stones. Another class they're listening to, another daf gemara, that's a stone. Another hesed, another act of selflessness, another act of compassion, another warm hello, another control of your anger. Those are all stones. There are people out there right now, they're building with all these stones. Says the Gemara, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. This is a land, the land of Israel, is capable of raising people that their stones, meaning their priorities, their values, are like iron. They're not like a doorway. Strong. Make sure your stones of life are iron. That's what the Gemara says. So if you're a wise person, and you're not strong like iron, so you're obviously not a wise person. Because wisdom means you understand the value of a choma. Beautiful. It's a Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Dalet. Problem is, if you go to Daf Chaf, in the same Masechet, the Gemara says, Le'olam. Yehe Adam Rach Kakane. A person should be soft like a reed. Va'al yehi kashe ka'erez. And he shouldn't be tough like the cedar. Make up your mind. Same masechet. One says if you're not tough, so you're not wise. You're a failure. One says, make sure you're soft. Don't be tough. I've seen this pasuk quoted by both sides. The guy who's tough says, look, I gotta give a thumbs. He's too tough. He's too strong. So, look at the Gemara, Daf Dalet. The other guy tells him, Daf Chav, you didn't see the other Gemara? Gotta be soft, relaxed, take it easy. How do you make sense of this? Look how beautiful the answer to this question is. In Daf Dalet, we're talking to a Talmid Chacham. What is a Talmid Chacham? He's a builder. Like we say every morning in Tefillah. Al tikre banayich. Ela bonai. Says Talmidei Chachamim, wise people, what are they involved with all day long? Bonaich. They're building. That's what wise people do. They're constantly building. They're building themselves, their families. They're building whatever they can that God gave them to build. That's what a Talmid Chacham is. He's a builder. When a person is building, then you gotta be a Barzel. When you're building a building, make sure every step of the way is strong. Strong foundations, the right strong stones. When you're building, you gotta be strong. There's no room for softness when you're building something. So when you're acting as a Talmid Chacham to your children, to your friends, to your students, when you're trying to build them, you have to be strong like iron. Your principles have to be solid. What does it mean that you have to be soft? When you're a father, when you're a mother, when you're acting like a mother, when you act like a father, when you're raising your children, there you have to be soft. There you have to be wool. The way you serve them, the way you talk to them. Big difference between when you're building someone or when you're raising someone. When I'm raising you, everything is done with warmth. I give you your food, I give you your needs. All a father and mother does for their children, all that has to be done, rach, soft. When you deal with people, soft. Good morning. Soft. Let me hear what you're going through. Let me understand. Soft. You cry with the guy. You lift a box with him. Carry his load that he's carrying. Soft. Warm. You greet him. Shabbat shalom in the warmest, softest way. Not Shabbat shalom. No, no, no. It's not a... It says kasher, that'd be kasher. Oh, not like that. In your relationship with people, as you raise them and raise yourself with them, soft. Don't be loud. Don't be tough. Don't come into your office and walk in with a face of toughness. That's soft. So many people, so many of us, we don't have the right scales. Acting tough when we're supposed to be soft. We get soft, we have to be tough. Come into your office, soft. Good morning, nice to see you. Hazaka baru, great job, but hey, soft. Oh, there's a principle that we need to build in this business. Hona.
Tough. Strong.
That's how life gets built in the most magnificent, lasting, powerful, beautiful manner. When you're soft in your relationships and you're powerful in your values. Very often, it's amazing. Very often, when a person is like a door in his values, he becomes tough in his relationships. Very often, when a person doesn't know where to be tough, he becomes tough in the wrong places. Because Hashem created us in a way that we have to use both. You're going to be tough. It's part of the human reality. It's not possible to be soft all the time. Hashem made you wool and He made you linen. You're going to be both. When you're a door, when you're supposed to be a wall, so then you're going to be a wall when you're supposed to be a door. Because you got to use your toughness somehow. All of a sudden, instead of smiling at people, you're giving them a look. Instead of a hug, you're like, hate these people. I don't like too many people, you know that.
Why don't you like too many people? What's the problem?
But all of a sudden, in the street, they're acting depending on their environment. That same tough guy out there in the street, he's like a door flying back and forth. Toughness is here to stay, as is softness. Tough means you keep your koach. Delet means you're constantly trying to fit in. That's part of the human reality. The Chacham knows, im Talmid Chacham, he knows. He knows where to use. You can't be a Talmid Chacham if you're not building with strength. And you can't build anything if you don't have softness. The mix and knowing where to use, which department, which compartment, that is the secret of success. What beautiful words of Shlomo HaMelech. Ma na'aseh la'achoten? What can we do for someone that we care about? What can we do for? How do we make them successful? What can I do for my son, my daughter, for myself? What can I do? Ma na'aseh? It's easy. When you're building, im homahi nivne aleh. If you're building, make sure you're a homa. Make sure that you stay away from the delet, the struggles that people struggle with every day because they're a delet, because they're constantly thinking of what others have to say, what others are doing, and what other delet, swinging back and forth. Homa is success.
Have a wonderful day.